Well Done Those Men, Memoirs of a Vietnam Veteran. Written and read by Barry Hurd.
The villages were impoverished, malnourished, and unhealthy. None of this made any difference to my judgment. They were mediocre, I was superior. In base camp, we spoke about them in cynical terms, never acknowledged their plight, and hated them. Meanwhile, we, the well-bred, well-mannered white Australians, amused ourselves by drinking, gambling, and watching blue movies. Swearing was the norm here. My language would have horrified people at home. The only sin I would totally deny indulging in during my tour was drugs. I never saw any nor heard of any being used by Australians. We found some cannabis in the jungle once and simply burnt it before leaving in the choppers. Often, an operation was mounted on intelligence that suggested we were moving into an area containing large numbers of enemy soldiers or a VC battalion on the move. They never seemed to be there, or else had just vacated their camp or tunnel complex. Our contacts with them were generally brief, and they appeared to move in small numbers and rarely as part of a major force. Yet history tells of very large troop movements south. If I had to give an analogy as to how I saw the VC in our province, I would say they seemed like rabbits on the farm at home. No amount of bombing, jets, artillery, or harassment from us appeared to deter them. They simply reappeared. Their network of supply and support appeared to function no matter how hard we tried to interrupt it. No doubt, at times, we would have stuffed up their odd plan, but only in a small way would be my guess. They had sympathisers and supporters from one end of Vietnam to the other. Their tunnel complexes in time were seen as formidable and were often right under our noses. Their involvement in this conflict was with a purpose. That's more than we could clearly boast. At no time did I see local villagers cheer us, thank us, or show gratitude. The army never mentioned a purpose or gave us rallying talks laced with patriotic fervour and about stopping those bloody communists. They never hinted at us winning. Only the politicians of the day seemed to possess that language.